Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Daf Samach, Baba Basra 60a, pagination is 119. We have a bit of skipping that I'd like to do to cover a few topics. Starting from the first wide line, Masnisin, the new Mishnah, Lo Yiftach Adam Lechotzer Hashutfim, a person shall not open up into the courtyard of partnerships. Pesach keneged Pesach, a doorway opposite another person's doorway. V'chalon keneged chalon, or a window opposite someone else's window. Rashbam points out, afilu heicha d'yesh lo chazaka, even though it's a case where the person is entitled to go ahead and make an opening, a door or a window, but he shouldn't do it corresponding directly to an existing doorway or window. And the reason is, as the Gemara explains, Mishum Tznius, because of privacy and discreetness, that people should not set themselves up to be able to see into someone else's private area. The Gemara says, three lines later, Minuani Mili, how do we know this rule? Rabbi Yechanan says, the Omar Kra, the Pasuk, in Parshas Balak tells us, Vayisa Bilam Eseinav Vayaris Yisrael Shochen Lishvatov. Bilam, who wanted to curse the Jews, lifted his eyes and he saw the Jewish people as they settled according to their tribes. Ma'ra'a, what exactly did he see that was so significant? And our tradition is Ra'a She'en Pesach Ahaleya Mechavnim Zeh Lozeh. He saw that they purposely set themselves up, that the openings of the tents, their homes, were not corresponding, but instead they were situated slightly off, so that you would not see in from one house to the other. Omar, and he said, Ru'uyim Halalu Shetisha Aleyam Shechina, he indeed sees that the Jewish people are worthy of blessing. As the Pasuk says, Vatihi Allah of Ruach Elokim, and the Spirit of Hashem was upon him to give a blessing. Let's skip down to the bottom of the page, and we have a different lesson that is quite important. Three lines up from the bottom, Rabbi Yanai Avala Ilan Anotel Rishus Harabim. Rabbi Yanai had a tree that leaned over the public area. Havahu Gavra, there was another person in town, Davale Nami Ilan Anotel Rishus Harabim, who also had a tree that leaned into the public area. Also, Bnei Rishus Harabim Avakama Akvi Ilave. And the people of the public came with a complaint that the tree is causing them problems. Rashbam explains that it inconvenienced people who were riding on camels from riding smoothly because this tree had branches at a significant height, but for someone who was traveling high, it was in the way. So they want him to knock it down or trim it, prune it back. Also, lekemed Rabbi Yanai, they came in front of Rabbi Yanai with this complaint. Amalei, so Rabbi Yanai says, Zil ha'idna, go today. I don't want to deal with this right now. V'talamacha, come back tomorrow, we'll deal with it. Belelya, overnight, Shadar katsye la'hu didei. He sent a message, and they knocked down the tree that was his, that was overhanging the public area. Lamacha, the next day, Asa Lekameh, they came in front of him with this court case. Amalei, and he said, Zil Kotz, you have to cut it down because the people of the public are being bothered by your tree. Amalei, so this man said, Hamar Nami Yisley, what are you talking about? The master also has such a tree, and it goes into the public area, and why should I have to knock mine down? Amalei, Rabbi Yanai said, Zil Chazi, go check it out. Look. Ikotz didi, if I cut mine down, kotz didach, you have to cut yours down. Ilo kotz didi, if I didn't cut mine down, lo takotz at, then you don't have to cut yours down either. The Gemara pauses for reflection here and says, Me'ikara, Maisavar, Lubasov, Maisavar. What did Rabbi Yannai hold initially that he allowed this tree to get overgrown, so to speak, into the public area? And at the end, what made his decision that he should knock it down? Me'ikara Savar, the Gemara explains, originally he thought, Nichaluhu Livnei Rishus Harabim Diasvi Bitulei. He thought the public would be interested in the tree because they could sit under its shade. It's a good resting spot. It's a benefit. Kevin the Chazad to come Akvi, now that he saw that there was a whole movement complaining about such a tree, even though they didn't mention his tree. But they're complaining about such a tree, so there are camels and riders coming through town. Shadar Katsie. So then he sent a message to cut it down, as Rashbam explains. Haven, he realized, Shebishvil Kavodo Shoskim, that it's only because of his honor that they're not complaining about his, but fundamentally they object to these types of trees that have branches overhanging in the public area. We encountered such an important concept. Rav Spitz in Choshen Mishpat points out that on the mitzvah, b'yomo titen scharo, to pay someone on the proper day, the day of the wage being earned, so he mentions a word of caution that even though normally the person has to be toveya, he has to claim his wages, and then you have till the end of the day to pay him. But if the person is not claiming the wages because they're intimidated, he gives the example of a child who's afraid to ask, but you know that you owe it, you can't just be casual about it if it's payment for wages earned, because the only reason they're not asking is because they're intimidated, but you know very well that they want to walk away with their wage. And that word of caution is something that became apparent to Rabbi Yannai when he realized that really they object to such trees. It's only Mishum Kevodo, as Rashbam expresses it, Shoskim, that they're being quiet. Asks the Gemara, V'leima lei zil kotz di dach vado ekotz di di. Why couldn't Rabbi Yannai take the court case right away and say, you cut yours down and I'll cut mine down? Why did he have to do this trick of telling them to come back tomorrow as if he was busy, really had something to attend to, and knock his tree down overnight? Why couldn't he handle it a little bit more casually? And the Gemara answers, Mishum de Reish Lakish, because of a principle that was taught to us by Reish Lakish. The Omar, Reish Lakish says, there's a pasuk in Sefanya, the first pasuk in Perek Beis, pasuk Aleph, that says, His Koshishu Vikoshu, the pasuk over there is describing that the Jewish people were prophesied to have the Churban, terrible things, difficult situation, and the Navi responds, His Koshishu Vikoshu, gather yourselves in, and then gather others in. Hagoylo nichsof, this nation that is not craving the word of Torah. So he's entreating them to tshuva, but the method of tshuva is, first you, his koshishu, you should gather yourselves in, like Esther expressed it, leich kenos eskola yehudim, go gather all the Jews. So the pasuk says, Hiskosha, you got to gather yourself together, and then Vakoshu, and then you could gather other people. And so we have an expression, Kishot Atzmecha Va'achakach Kishot Acherim. First, adorn yourself, fix yourself up, and then you can adorn others. One more piece, if I could squeeze in, on the third wide line, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, Kishacharav Habayis Bashniya, when the second Churban Beis Hamikdash occurred, Rabu Prushim BeYisrael, there were many people who wanted to abide by a higher standard, namely, Shalo Lecho Basav Shalo Lishtos Yayin, not to eat meat and not to drink wine anymore, because these were two key things in the Beis Hamikdash, the Karbanos and the Nisach HaYayin, and they were going to refrain from this. If in the Beis HaMikdash we can't observe these things, we can't offer these things to Hashem, then we're not going to partake either. And the Gemara describes the objection that if you're going to behave in such a manner, there's almost nothing that you can eat because Bikurim was from the fruit, etc. And so the Gemara says, "Ein gozum gezera ala tzibur, elam kin rov tzibur yicholim la'amod bo." You can't make a legislation. You can't accept on the public something that most people can't sustain, and therefore this did not become the standard in the Jewish people. Interestingly, during the 9 days of mourning, during the month of Av, we do indeed observe such a standard that we don't eat meat or drink wine, and that's true even on Tisha B'Av, if a person has a leniency to be able to eat because of illness, but they would not eat fleishik. Two prominent items that we do have to remember the Beis HaMikdash are, number one, Sad Adam Espeso Besid, when a person plasters or paints his house, Meshayer Bo Davar Muat, he leaves over a little bit unfinished. Vekama, how much? Amar Rav Yosef, Amma al Amma, an Amma by an Amma. An Amma is typically estimated between 18 inches and 24 inches. Amar Rav Chista, and Rav Chista said, Keneged HaPesach, it should be opposite the doorway so that it is noticed. And the other famous observance is, Ze'efer Makla Shebarosh Chasanim, we put ash on the head of a chasan, a groom, before he goes to chuppah, b'makom tefillin, in the place where the tefillin are worn, the tefillin being a pe'er, an adornment, and afer, this ash, being put in its place at the time of chasna, associated with the pasuk im lo yales Yerushalayim arosim chasi, to remember the Beis HaMikdash, particularly on the day of a person's truest joy, the day of the marriage, he should remember Yerushalayim. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.